SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two officially underway here. Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Donnie Wrightside here on a solo mission. Having some fun talking some NBA action right now, which we're going to bring JP back in and find out exactly where he is going. As he said today, doubleheader, basically. Or should I say two legs? Maybe you could parlay these up. He already has Nikola Jokic under 28.5 points tonight, which means I don't think he's going with a Denver Nuggets player to go over. I think he's going to then shift to a player on the Los Angeles Lakers, which it could be LeBron James, it could be Anthony Davis. I'm going to go Anthony Davis over 23.5 points tonight, JP. Where are you going?
Yep, I got Anthony Davis over his points.
Yeah! Kevin's never going to believe it, JP, and he's never going to believe that happened. He's going to think the setup was actually in. So there you go. Look at that. The thought process for me was, hey, he's got a player on the Denver Nuggets to the under. He can't be going back to the Denver Nuggets with another under and over. It's got to be going towards the Lakers. I just saw LeBron James at the 24.5. Yes, that's doable. But Anthony Davis just seems right at that 23.5 price. And that's where we're going tonight. So a lot of good stuff tonight on that NBA game. We'll hit that maybe a little bit later. But let's get to the phone lines here. Heating up 844-843-6879. It's Chris from Austin. He's calling in on a Tuesday to talk to his boy Donnie right here on Moneyline. What's up, Chris?
DRS, man, how are you this evening?
My God, what you got for us today, man? How's it going?
Man, well, I don't even know where to start, but I was listening to your conversation about DirecTV and the Sunday Ticket. I'm a subscriber to YouTube TV DRS for the last 6 years. I was since probably 17.
Okay.
And so it's a little slower, Donnie. It's a little slower. The only example I give you is like when I'm watching a game, the ticker on my phone is just a little bit quicker, but not by much, man. And it's really inexpensive. It's really, I pay like $80. I've got all of my sports channels, NBA, TV, MLB, NFL Network, all of you'll enjoy the experience. They've got it's about $80 for all of those channels, man. You will enjoy the YouTube experience. Just trust me on that. We'll talk later. And, but let me tell you, man, we're talking about the NBA, okay? So, you know, I'm not but a big prop guy, but they had a money line. They had an odds boost here. It says 10 assists for Nikola Jokic and Davis with 2+ blocks plus 200.
Where
that.
Where we at? What book? What book are you talking about there, Chris?
BetUS. BetUS. BetUS.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep.
BetUS. I jumped on that, but they only let you do 25. And then here's another one. Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., D'Angelo Russell, two or more three-point field goals each is plus 180.
There you go. I love three-point props.
There you go. I went with it. But 8-0 in MLB last night, DRS. 8-0, man.
Boy,
I took the ball and picked up two dimes last night, man.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I was on the Diamondbacks. I was on the Giants. I was on the Astros run line at plus 115. I was on the Rockies money line at plus 112.
Yep.
I had the over in New York. I had the Yankees. I stayed away from the Braves. And you know why? Because those are two pretty good teams. So I stayed away, like I stayed away from the Dodger game. You know what I mean? When you kind of know where to get in to get out. I thought those were a little bit too tight. But today, here's one for you. The Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay.
Take the Milwaukee Brewers on the money line, plus 155 is what I got. And the New York, because Miley's been pitching better. He's been pitching better. And the Cardinals are so hot, you know, it's kind of hard to go against them, but Miley's been doing a lot better. And how can you pass up the Yankees? The Yankees and the Mariners. The Mariners is a good team, DRS. That team, if they can find some people to hit a little bit better, that team is a good team, man. I'm an Astros fan, and I'm worried about the Mariners. Even though the Astros kind of own the Mariners, that team has a decent makeup. So I like the Mariners tonight. I like the Brewers tonight, and I like the Yankees tonight. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
There we go. I like it, man. Major League Baseball in full effect tonight. I'm actually going to hit in just a little bit here, Chris, going over that entire card, starting probably after the break to have some fun, see if we can get some intricacies there today. Because one of my all-time passions, you guys know, I love the handicap, Major League Baseball, getting into the P's and the Q's there, the grind as if it's like poker because you have something every single night to sink your teeth into, which sometimes in the NFL, you know, you build all week long just to take two or three plays on a Sunday, then do it again the next week. I just like the fact that you can get a couple plays in each night and have fun with it. Now, as we do talk some odds boost, there are two of them tonight for this game between the Lakers and the Nuggets, just on the two major sports books here. DraftKings, superstar, super boost. Nikola Jokic, 25 or more points tonight. LeBron James, 20 or more points tonight. Boosted to plus 125. That's not bad. Because, again, in my same game parlay, I do have LeBron James getting 20 or more points. The fact of the matter is JP's probably back there cringing, going, like, come on, man. Jokic, you get 25-plus points, which still, Jokic can drop 26 in this game, and JP can still hit that under, and you can hit that superstar boost. Also, here's an interesting one at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Sometimes these are tough. I believe they had the FanDuel Sportsbook had one where it was 24 or more points between three superstar players. I think it might have been like Jaylen Brown, Jimmy Butler, and Jason Tatum. And I think they got like 23 points combined, something like that. And it lost, which is a ton of points out of three players for the first quarter. This one, Nikola Jokic, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis to each score five or more first quarter points. Minus 105 to plus 160. It's an interesting one, but you know all those three players really should be active in the first quarter. A lot of food for thought and a long way to go today. Hot topics, Major League Baseball. We're going to get to it all. Make sure you keep the dial right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it, having some fun here on a Tuesday afternoon. Big baseball card tonight, which we're going to get to in just a few moments. Let's hit the phone lines, 844-843-6879. Jordan's calling in from Phoenix, ready to go today on a Tuesday. What's up, Jordan?
It's good, Donnie. Shout you out, man. I already did, but you know that Braves, I think you gave the – I played him on the money line, I played him on team total, and I parlayed him with the Diamondbacks. So let's go.
That was so good.
What do you think of this? LeBron James, right, played for Cleveland, Miami. We all know he used to battle it out versus the Celtics all the time, right, in the playoffs. Uh-huh. Now we have a chance to see LeBron with the Lakers possibly play the Celtics in the finals. Two historic franchises. Between me and you, Donnie, I just think the NBA has got it lined up like that. So we can see what happens. I'll be looking out for your picks on Twitter. Keep firing those. Keep giving people the winner. Best show on the grid. And let's go on the ride with JP's picks today, too, under of Jokic. So let's all win. Let's get some winners. Have a good one, man.
There you go. Money is in the air for Jordan and Phoenix there. Same thing with Kristen and Austin as well. Doesn't that feel good? You get people calling up saying, like, hey, man, forget about that. Even if I tip you off on a play or if I think you should look at this. I just love when everybody wins. Just a better atmosphere around here. You know when it's called, hey, Donnie, man, please give me a winner, man. I lost six straight days. We don't like that. We like when people call up saying, hey, man, night was good last night. I got some extra ducats in my pocket and we're ready to roll today, right? That's what I like. Love to hear that type of stuff here because it is about sharing information. It's also about having fun. But at the end of the day, yeah, it's actually about winning money. I mean, you can have all the fun in the world, but my goodness, like, boy, that baseball game was great last night, wasn't it? Yeah, if I didn't lose $100 on it, it might have been a little bit better. So from that perspective, that's what actually takes place here. Major League Baseball, right? Might as well start it up and start getting after it now. Aaron Judge, were you guys watching yesterday, or did you see? I mean, Aaron Judge was just pulverizing baseballs for the New York Yankees. As I believe they built a 7-0 lead before winning 7-4 over the Toronto Blue Jays yesterday. But you see the controversy that starts to pick up, right? Like, Aaron Judge is at the plate and mysteriously, like, looking over towards the dugout, almost like mid-pitch, which is kind of wild as it played out. And then you couldn't figure out what he was doing, but you saw at the end of the game in the post-game press conferences, it's clear that the Toronto Blue Jays were having an issue with that. Now, if it is about tipping pitches and he's saying, you know, somebody's chirping in the dugout, like, hey, man, watch, here comes the curveball. I mean, that's one thing, but you don't have to look in the dugout. Was he looking? I don't think he was looking down. Like, his peripheral vision is that good where he's like 6'9 monster. He can just glance over to the side, look down, and find out what the catcher's signals are at that point. Or is he looking over to the dugout, similar to what we used to joke about with the Houston Astros? Boom, beating on a trash can when that fastball is coming. Ooh, I wonder why the Houston Astros are great hitters. Yeah, well, the Astros are cheating the heck out of Major League Baseball just a few years ago. I don't know if it's getting to that level here, but it just is interesting where it's like, hey, I'm looking at the dugout before the pitch is coming, and what was he actually looking at? A player in the dugout? And was that player holding up like a 2 for a curveball, a 1 for a fastball? What was he actually holding up? And what was the need to actually do that? I don't know officially, but it is interesting. Now, I brought this topic up this morning to Joe Ranieri. Baseball and its unwritten rules are kind of funny at times, right? You're not supposed to swing 3-0 and you have a big lead. You're not supposed to steal a base like up 5 runs or more. All that stuff. The unwritten rules. You hit my guy, I'll hit you back, and all that good stuff. But if it's perceived that you are cheating, does that mean Aaron Judge gets a fastball in the back today? Is that what that means? Somebody's got to help me out there at that point, right? Are we going to see retaliation tonight for something that we don't even know was an issue, but maybe a perceived issue? That's interesting, isn't it? Some food for thought tonight. But anyway, let's get down to some of the basics here and see what we can find tonight on this Major League Baseball card. There are a couple spots that I do think make a lot of sense. But as first, we want to check the pitching profile for today. See who those hot pitchers are. See where maybe we can find an advantage without even looking at some batting statistics here and just try to extrapolate that way. Best pitcher on the card today for the season using XFIP minus. And again, XFIP minus is based on the average of a pitcher at being 100. Higher than 100, bad. Lower than 100, good. Simple, right? Also, XFIP minus takes into account league play and where you pitch. It's the perfect metric for me. Love to use it. I think it's fantastic. And correlates to a lot of other reasonable statistics like Sierra, XFIP. And, of course, probably has a slight correlation as well to overall ERA. Kevin Gausman, actually the best pitcher on the card today. Believe that? A 55 XFIP minus. So, again, we're not going to be looking to fade Kevin Gausman. Do you know Kevin Gausman's going up against tonight? The New York Yankees. Might be a little bit of a tough draw for the Yanks tonight. Alex Cobb, San Francisco Giants, 72 XFIP minus. Tied for second on the card with Clayton Kershaw. Now, as I was doing a couple videos today and also talking on the early line, Alex Cobb and Zach Wheeler are going to be pitching in the same game today. Why is that important? Alex Cobb's got a 72 XFIP minus. Zach Wheeler, an 81. That means both of those pitchers are dominant this year in a pitcher's ballpark with a total hovering around 7.5. You get where we're going there and not to the over. Seth Lugo's at an 88. Lance Lynn at a 90. Jordan Montgomery at a 93. Domingo Herman, not bad today, 95. Shane Bieber of the Guardians, a 95 also, as well as Justin Steele. Now, we start to get over 100, which are those price points that we look at and say the chance to fade somebody might be ready to go. Now, Dane Dunning, check out this, an ERA of 172 on the season. He's got a 105 XFIP minus. An elite ERA in a not-so-elite XFIP minus price. So those are sometimes the things you have to watch out for. Because I do think the Texans actually have a legitimate chance to beat the Atlanta Braves. Not because Dunning is fantastic. He's not a bad pitcher. But just so I don't trust the pitching matchup here from a perspective from the Braves. And yesterday also, by the way, in that blowout, which you saw from the Atlanta Braves, which I told you yesterday, one of those lineups, and again, sometimes you got to take a flyer on things. If you don't understand where the pitcher is coming from, well, look, we knew he's from AAA. But he might be able to fool the batters for 2 trips around the order, and then you get to the bullpen, right? Oh, man, they only got 1 run off him. What happened? That wasn't yesterday. 5 home runs, each of them 2-run shots. You had 10 runs off home runs alone against the Rangers yesterday in one of the better-looking lineups you're ever going to see from the Atlanta Braves. That happened yesterday. Bailey Ober, 106. They're not bad. These numbers aren't bad. Justin Verlander, 103. Not bad. Josiah Gray, who's really turned the corner, but on his season, he's a 111. That's not disastrous. Let's get into the numbers of around like 115 or higher. Dean Kramer, Baltimore Orioles, 114. It's a guy you might want to check into. Jalen Beeks. Now, get this. Beeks and Chirinos are both going to play today, or should I say pitch tonight, for the Tampa Bay Rays. Beeks has a 114 xFIP minus. Chirinos has a 130. Second worst on the card today. So when you usually figure Tampa Bay and what they do extremely well is pitch, they don't have that option on the mound today. Beeks will come into the game and be the starter, the opener, I should say. And then the long reliever is going to be Chirinos. And neither one of those guys is all that solid. So if you were looking right now, and again, we're going to get to the game and handicap it. But if you were saying to yourself, Donnie, help me out with this. Why are the odds as high as minus 167 today for the New York Mets, who stink out loud playing against Tampa Bay? Verlander has looked decent, not great, decent, in its first two starts. And you're going up against Tampa Bay. Like, why isn't this closer to a pick'em? Well, that's why. Two bad pitchers are going to combine today for the Rays on the mound. That's not great. And they're on the road. By the way, weather conditions looking good in some cities. Let's hit the weather next and finish up on this pitching forecast and then dip our toes in the water of Major League Baseball. It's Donnie Wrightside Radio on the Grid. Make sure you stay tuned.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here, Donnie Wrightside here on a Tuesday afternoon, a glorious day in the Northeast. And by the way, we're going to be handicapping Major League Baseball. We just went over some of those pitchers on the pitching forecast. We'll finish that in just a second. But let's take a look at some weather conditions across Major League Baseball today. Angels and the Orioles, 76 degrees with a wind blowing out to right field, which is everything that you want at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. But there is rain in the forecast right around the first pitch, about 50-50. Game probably should get in there, but maybe a sloppy start. The Detroit Tigers and the Pittsburgh Pirates at 65 degrees, but a wind of 14 miles an hour blowing out to right field there. So certainly some helpful things. Maybe some of the best weather in baseball could be in the Northeast this night. 75 degrees and a 12-mile-an-hour wind blowing out to right field for the Boston Red Sox and the Seattle Mariners. That certainly could help. How about the Tampa Bay Rays and the New York Mets? 78 degrees at first pitch with 16-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to right center field. The Brewers and the Cardinals going to play at Busch Stadium today. That's 72 degrees with a 6-mile-an-hour wind blowing from left flagpole to right flagpole. So I don't really know how much that's actually going to happen or help here. Now, how about this one? This is where it could get interesting. The Guardians and the White Sox, chilly temperatures in the Windy City of Chicago, 60 degrees. No real rain in the forecast, but how about this 17-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to the right field seats here? Now, let me just check my handy-dandy pitcher's forecast right now and take a look to see, because we got Lance Lynn, who's actually coming in at a 90 today as his xFIP minus, which isn't bad. Cleveland and Shane Bieber at a 95. So you're getting two-plus pitchers in that game. But those conditions, it's a shame, because if you had a tomato can out there, might be able to dip our toes in the water there in that game just for spite at that point, right? Kansas City Royals and the San Diego Padres, 61 degrees out there in San Diego tonight, 5-mile-an-hour wind, so not a great hitting night. I mean, it's always going to be nice in San Diego, but you know that ball doesn't travel all that well with that marine layer out on the West Coast. The Reds and the Rockies, that's 67 degrees in Colorado, but a wind blowing in from center field at 9 miles an hour. Arizona Diamondbacks and the Oakland Athletics, same conditions that you're going to get. Actually, a little bit warmer than normal in Oakland tonight. 67 degrees with a wind blowing out of 6 miles an hour. Now, keep in mind, the wind is always blowing out there. The wind is always blowing out in San Francisco for the Giants as well. Just the way the Bay Area is. The Phillies temperatures, again, typically for this time of year, you're going to be in the 60s. Across the Bay in San Francisco, 63 degrees. is what we're looking at that first pitch, it looks like, for the Phillies and the Giants, with a wind of 9 miles an hour blowing out the center field. As I said again, always blows out. Dodgers and the Twins, 68 degrees with a wind of 11 miles an hour blowing out the center field. So good hitting conditions for the majority of Major League Baseball today. Worst pitcher on the card. You know where that's coming from? It's the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's Tommy Henry. A 145 xFIP minus number here. And how about this? We slide up two slots to the third worst pitcher on the card. It's Kyle Muller of the Oakland Athletics at a 126 xFIP minus. If we try to equate that and look at the Sierra number, say, Donnie, you're going over my head, man. What are you talking about, Sierra? Skill Interactive ERA adds defense into the equation for the pitcher. Anything above like 4.5 is disaster mode territory. Kyle Muller, he's got a 5.59. Tommy Henry, 6.24. You see where we're going there, right? Arizona and Oakland might be one of those games that you take a look at. Arizona's heavily favored in this game despite having a horrendous pitcher on the mound. Two lefties, which means you're going to look for a heavy right-handed lineup, which you know me. Arizona, anytime they face a right-handed pitcher, sometimes you got to be all in because of the ability to throw so many left-handed bats at those right-handed pitchers. Now, 9.5 is the total out there in Oakland. That's not always the friendliest ballpark that you can say, hey, you know what? Looks like we might get an over tonight. And typically because Oakland stinks half the time. But this might not be the case today. Why don't we take a look and try to line this up? Because I just told you what the xFIP minus numbers are. They're bad. Take a look at the lineup tonight. But first, let's go Oakland pitcher, which is Muller, versus lineup anticipated for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Muller, the lefty, has a 6.65 xFIP number, a K percentage of 13.6% over the past 30 days. Brutal. Walk rate over 10%. Absolutely brutal. Ground ball percentage, 39%. That's bad. That means the majority of the hits coming off the bat against Muller or line drives or fly balls. That's going to hurt you. If we look at the plate appearances here, right? Because you really want to focus on the right side here tonight for the Arizona Diamondbacks. If we look in the lineup tonight, true lefties anticipated to be in that lineup, Corbin Carroll and David Fletcher. They are the two guys there, Dominic Fletcher, my bad. They're the two guys that are going to bat from lefty no matter what tonight, anticipated. Now, granted, you say to yourself, looking at Muller on the mound as a lefty, he probably does okay against left-handed batters. That's what left-handed pitchers are supposed to do. That's not the case. He's faced 21 of those over the past 30 days and a 472 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 211. That's brutal. And also to lefties. You figure also, how many times have you seen a Major League Baseball, right? You get late in a game. Let's just say Bryce Harper's a left-handed batter, right? Shohei Ohtani's a left-handed batter. What are you bringing in from the opposite side out of that bullpen? You're not bringing in a right-handed pitcher. You're bringing in a lefty. Why? Because it's typically harder for a left-handed batter to hit a left-handed pitcher. And you can easily strike them out or force weak contact. That's not the case here. You take a look at Muller. Over the last 30 days, he's got a strikeout percentage of under 5% against left-handed batters. That's unheard ofly bad. Now, flip it over to the right side here for our guy Muller. What do you bring into the table, huh? Not much. 97 plate appearances from right-handed batters against Muller. Weighted on base percentage, 432. ISO power number, 225. K percentage, 15.5. Still bad. But how about the walk percentage to right-handed batters? 13%. You might just have to do this by default because as you look at the Arizona Diamondbacks, though, weighted on base percentage over the last 30 days going up against a left-handed pitcher, Marte is positive. Rivera just misses it at 322. Let's use the barometer of 300 or better, right? Which granted, 301, 302, 305, not great, but not disastrous if 320 to 325 is the average, right? Take a look at this. Marte, 373, we'll go him in the plus column. Rivera, 322, let's go ahead and put him in the plus column. He just misses out. Gurriel, 467, definitely in the plus column. Walker, 458, definitely in the plus column. Evan Longoria, really struggling, but he's at a 306. It's another guy above 300, so that's five. Carroll and Ahmed are a disaster against lefties. You could take them out. Moreno has got a 612 weighted on base percentage against left-handed pitching here over the past 30 days. So theoretically, you have six guys. And actually, if you want to include seven, look at Fletcher in that nine hole, 301. So you have seven guys at 300 or higher weighted on base percentage against Mueller. You really should be able to do some damage tonight, right? You really should be. Let's flip it over to the other side. If you're just taking a look at a total for the game itself, I already told you, Henry has been bad. His splits, though, aren't, they're not disastrous. Because the reason being is his xFIP is ludicrous high at 6.35. K percentage under 10, walk percentage close to 10. Just dumb, ridiculous bad. But that lineup never is good. I'll tell you, though, it seems to be every night, regardless of lefty or righty batter, like Rooker, Aguiar, and Laureano seem to shine, it seems like. Look at these guys. Rooker's got a 464 ISO against left-handed pitching this year. Aguiar, 321. Laureano, 250. So they might be able to add in there. Now, granted, look at the splits here for Henry. 24 batters he's faced from the left side, which, again, he's a left-handed pitcher. A 354 weighted on base percentage, which is bad. But righties, he's right around average at a 320. That's why they're still favored, number one, because Oakland is bad. But if you check the lesser of the two evils here on the mound, it probably feels like Henry. Like, Mueller just jumps off the face as horrendous in every single category you could possibly have. Whereas at least with Henry, his xFIP is ridiculous bad, but his splits aren't terrible. So again, just taking the lesser of the two evils, the better pitcher here should be Henry on the mound. But theoretically, with his xFIP minus, he's the worst pitcher on the card. And by 20 points over Kirk Mueller. Like, he's been, like, Chirinos is a 130 xFIP minus on the card today, second to last for pitchers. He's 15 points behind Chirinos, Henry. See what I'm getting at here? And also, that's a balmy day in Oakland, 67 degrees. That's balmy, man. Yeah. Slight wind blowing out. But I can't fault anybody. We're just going bonkers on both of those guys. Hey, you want to fade Mueller? Go ahead and fade him. You want to fade Henry here from an Oakland perspective? Hey, maybe go ahead and fade him. You might be seeing runs all the way across the board. So if there is a game that probably has your attention and mine for RBI props and stuff like that, yeah. Yes. Maybe we found a game that you can have fun with while you watch the basketball game tonight at 9:40. But there are some other areas that you could probably get into. And again, unders might be on the card tonight. Team total on the card? Could be. And by the way, guys, yesterday, didn't play the Arizona Diamondbacks team total. Surfed around. Most places were at 5.5, which actually would have lost with that start, which is crazy. But there was a 5 at minus 133 I thought about playing. But then again, it just gets back to the basics. You're not in Colorado. You need 6 runs to cash a ticket. It's still a lot in Major League Baseball. For me, I'm not going any higher than 5. And yesterday probably would have just gave me a push, and rightfully so. It's Moneyline on the Tuesday. I'm Donnie Wright, and I'll be here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here in hour number two, talking Major League Baseball. Having a lot of fun. It's Donnie Wrightside right here on the grid for Moneyline. And the phone lines, we're going to get back to them, 844-843-6879. You know who's on the line now on a Tuesday? No doubt about it. Because why? We're ready to start up the Western Conference Finals. It's the X-Man, and I know he has the goods. X-Man, talk to me.
Jamal Murray, 25 points. Denver Nuggets win.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Cleveland Guardians on the run line.
Uh-huh.
Houston Astros on the run line. Shohei Ohtani, the recorded RBI. 25-1.
Sounds like we're getting the week on, getting the weekend done underway today for us. Now, we do have the NBA. Who, by the way, X-Man, who is winning the Western Conference this year? Is it going to be the Lakers? Is it going to be the Nuggets?
I said it was going to be the Lakers and the Celtics in the finals, but I don't know, man. I really don't know about the West. I just can't pick the Lakers to beat the Nuggets when it's time to pick. I just can't do it. So,
yeah, big guy out there, Jokic.
He can go either way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I could see it happening here. So I'm agreeance with you here tonight. I do think the Denver Nuggets are the better basketball team tonight. I still think the Lakers, for me, have the edge in the series overall. But I can't fault the way, X-Man, the Nuggets haven't been playing the first two rounds. They look like the best team in the Western Conference, and they were the best team in the Western Conference this year. So we'll see how it plays out. But the X-Man's in, 25-1. 25-1 tonight. I love Jamal Murray tonight. I think he does well. I really think he does well. I think he puts up some stats tonight. I think they win this game. Let me just see real quick. Let's get an update here. What do we have? Where's this across the board? Sixes, some 6.5s. The MGM is popping a 5.5, which might be a stale line up there on the board. We don't have too much movement here on the total. Still listed at 222.5. Now, here's what I like about the NBA, as I told you guys. 516, 517, 518, 519, 520, 521, 522, 523. All listed NBA games. So we're not going to have that Monday. It's like, hey, man, decompress, relax. No, I don't want to relax anymore. I want to watch great NBA action night after night after night after night, and we are going to get that. All right. Let's have some fun. Let's get back to that Major League Baseball card. Don't have much time left in the show, but we can breeze through a couple of these games just to see, like, what's what out here and what we can make some sense of. The Angels and the Baltimore Orioles. Silseth is going to be on the mound today. 5.07 xFIP, but only has faced 34 batters on the season. Does that even equate to 10 innings here? Let's see. Where is Silseth? Yeah, I don't see him listed here, so he's technically off my board, but he's got one of those interesting splits here. A 5X whip over the past month. K rate, 14%, not good, but look at his splits, though. Lefty's a 255 weighted on base percentage, righty's a 244. He's been sensational in that aspect, but due to get hit. Kramer, you know I've been fading him a lot. Trout, Ohtani, Renfroe, and Drury, all with extremely high ISO power numbers against right-handed pitching. But if we're looking at the splits for Kramer, he dominates right-handed bats. So you want to take Mike Trout out of the lineup. You want to take Hunter Renfroe out of the lineup. You want to take Drury out of the lineup, which leaves you with Shohei Ohtani, maybe a missile that he can hit again tonight. That might be your guy there. But again, ISO power numbers for Kramer are a little bit lower. Not all that excited about that game, to be quite honest. Now let's keep moving forward. The Washington Nationals and the Miami Marlins. Now, the Miami Marlins here have Jesus Luzardo on the mound. 102 xFIP minus number, decent ERA, slightly higher xFIP here. Over the last 30 days, that struggled a little bit. 5.32 xFIP here. So the numbers on the first one, the xFIP minus from the season long, the xFIP here that I'm looking at is just the past 30 days. Now, granted, the past 30 days, Luzardo, a lefty, lit on fire people from the right side. 396 weighted on base percentage, ISO of 267. Thomas leads off here through 22 at-bats against left-handed pitching this year, a 454 weighted on base percentage. Now, Garcia, who is a lefty versus lefty, he's been absolutely dominant here. A weighted on base percentage of 521 and ISO of 318. However, Luzardo, the lefty, dominates left-handed batters, so I can't really be looking there. Call has 23 at-bats. Weighted on base percentage of 384. Not a great lineup for Washington. No surprise, right, guys? It's a shame, too, because Luzardo can be had from the right side. And maybe your best hitter overall is actually your leadoff hitter here today. And that's with Thomas. Doesn't give me much food for thought here. Gray has actually been improving as the season has gone on. He's no longer that pitcher you're just looking to fade there on the mound of 111. XFIP minus, he's actually improving because he started the season out as a disaster. But take a look at his numbers now. To lefties, weighted on base percentage 262. To righties, 274. Hey, Josiah Gray. Welcome to the party here in 2023. Don't see a lot from that game overall. Pittsburgh and Detroit, told you, had some nice weather conditions, which means the wind was blowing out to right field. But a ridiculously bad lineup by the Detroit Tigers. Of course it is. It always is. It never improves, it feels like. So Ortiz, who again only has 24 batters faced, so officially a pitcher that you can't really quantify right now. Lefties have gotten the best of them. And lefties today in the lineup, McKinstry, Green, Maton, or no, Badu, So not a lot of lefties in the lineup today, but that's a bad-looking lineup. So it's not one of those where I'm saying, hey, you know what, I just feel something good with the Tigers. No, I don't. I'm not backing them tonight. Lorenzen over the past 30 days, a 4.67 XFIP number. Trying to find his XFIP minus here. Not bad at a 102, so he's about your average pitcher, but his splits are very good from the left side and the right side. 225 to lefties, 304 to righties. So we'll pass on this game. Not a lot to love there. Yankees and the Toronto Blue Jays. As I told you earlier, Gausman has the lowest XFIP on the card today at a 55. He's been filthy. Lefty-righty splits, fantastic. XFIP last 30 days, off the charts. K percentage, you got it. He lives it all. So looking at the Yankees lineup, well, hey, Aaron Judge, 349 ISO power number, weighted on base percentage 390 against right-handed pitching. I'm not backing anybody from that Yankees lineup going up against Kevin Gausman, who to me is the best pitcher on the card. Now, let's take a look at Domingo Germán. Last 30 days, haven't been kind to him, a 5.31 XFIP, but if you take a look at his entire season, it's not bad. His XFIP minus number is 95, a little bit above average for a pitcher, which is solid. Domingo Germán really struggles, though, at least over the past month. 53 batters from the right side, 339 weighted on base percentage. Not disastrous, right? A little bit high. But the ISO power number is 271. So you're looking right away at this lineup saying to yourself, Kiermaier's a lefty, Belt's a lefty, Varsho is a lefty. That's three batters, which leaves you six batters from the right side where Domingo Germán really struggles from. And particularly right in the middle of that order, doing damage, is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to the tune of an ISO power number of 301 and a weighted on-base percentage of 381 up against right-handed pitchers over the past 30 days. Not a lot to love there. Fantastic hitting conditions tonight in Boston. The only problem this year is Castillo has been very good over the past 30 days with an XFIP of 339 on the season for Castillo. A 76 XFIP minus. He gets hit around a little bit by lefties, which is really key over the past 30 days. You saw the numbers where he's dominant against right-handed batters with that XFIP, but not the case all the way through with lefties. A 341 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 170. Slightly elevated weighted on base percentage, slightly elevated ISO power number. Why, again, is that important when you're facing a team like the Red Sox? Turner's a right-handed batter. Reyes will be a right-handed batter tonight. Everybody else will be batting from the left side, and they've done extremely well against right-handed pitching. Flip it over, and let's talk about Seattle going up against Nick Pivetta today. Pivetta on the season, a 111 XFIP minus, so 11% higher than the league average. In XFIP over the past month, not very good, 4.85. You take a look at the lefty-righty splits here. Lefties hitting against right-handed Pivetta, dominating him. A 403 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 306. Who fits that line here that you might be able to check into? Now, the weighted on base average is here against right-handed pitching for the Mariners this past 30 days. Disaster bad. Horrendous. Awful. But if you're able to take something out of this, Kelenic's got a 203 ISO power number, slightly elevated against right-handed pitching the past month. Rodriguez, who's a right-handed batter, he's got a 186. Rally, a 268. Trammell, a 300. Because Pivetta's been bad from both lefty and righty side tonight. So as I told you, it's great hitting conditions blowing out to right field. So that's where you probably want to capitalize. Typical, you take a look at and say, well, what are we doing at Fenway, Donnie? Man, load me up on right-handed bats. You can just play ping pong off that wall in left field, the green monster. But if the wind is blowing out to right tonight, maybe those lefties do have an advantage, and they have a couple guys in that lineup, Kelenic, Rowley, and Trammell, have ISO power numbers that are above average here. So something to keep an eye on. But again, not a great game overall. Next game we'll get into here is why the Mets were favored, right? Donnie, why are they favored so much over Tampa Bay Rays? Well, I told you that Verlander does have a decent number on the season. It's not great. It's at a 103, slightly above average. But when you're taking a look at the opposite side of the picture with an opener that you're going to get in Beeks and Chirinos, who's going to be the long-term reliever, they've both been disastrous so far this season. That's why it lines up. And even if Chirinos does have some very good splits, weighted on base percentage between lefties and righties and ISO power numbers, he's going to get hit around. He just is. XFIP last 30 days, close to 6. Come on now. How are you supposed to back that at this point? Flip it over and take a look at Tampa Bay, who always has a great lineup here, going up against Verlander, who's seemingly settling in. Not a lot to love in that game. Milwaukee and St. Louis. Montgomery is on the mound today. If we take a look at Montgomery on the season, he's got a 93 xFIP minus. But the last 30 days, been struggling a little bit to the tune of an xFIP of a 4.57, and he's a lefty. Right-handers have been hitting him very well, but the only issue is Milwaukee's not a great hitting team, but they will have the ability to stack as many as eight right-handed batters, because Yelich, obviously, is a lefty, going to be around that four-hole today. Contreras sticks out, and so does Weimer. But not a great lineup. I wish it was a better lineup and really crushing left-handers to try to get after it. Same thing with Miley. He's got a high xFIP here, but he's been dancing between the raindrops, as we like to say, with a pretty good split number. And if we look at Miley on the season here, let's see where he's at. How far do we got to go down to find my guy? Oh, Miley, 23rd here. 122 as an xFIP minus here. The splits don't match up, so again, not incredibly crazy about that overall environment here. Let's get to Atlanta and Texas here. Try to keep moving here as fast as we can, at least try to sneak this one in. Schuster's going to get the call up again. Not a very good pitcher here from the beginning of the season. We'll see if round number two treats him a little bit better. You got some batters in the lineup here from the right side that can really do some damage. Garcia, Jung, Hyman, Duran, all highly rated. ISO power numbers and weighted on base percentages here over the past 30 days against left-handed pitching. Maybe they can do damage. Now, Dunning here, as we talked about, a 105 xFIP minus, which is average, but it's got very good splits. He eats left-handed batters for breakfast. A 185 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 033. Wish that game was better. They scored 12 runs last night. But I think some of these games a little bit later are intriguing, which would include, again, that Arizona-Oakland game. That's probably where some of those RBI props are going to come from. In that Chicago White Sox game, Lance Lynn is pitching today. Over the last 30 days, he can't get left-handed batters out. Left-handed batters due up in the lineup today. Anticipated Kwan, Ramirez, Naylor, Bell, Jimenez, and Brennan. But a terrible-looking lineup against right-handed pitching so far over the past 30 days. And you're not getting much better here out of the Chicago White Sox. Bieber hasn't been the Bieber we're used to seeing. Left-handed batters getting a little bit of the best of them. There'll be some in the lineup tonight. But I think the best game overall, again, and it just seems like, correct me if I'm wrong, people with a broken record, anytime you can take a look at an Oakland Athletics game, it could be a profitable experience overall. It's just the way it is. So the full baseball card today, NBA action tonight, one more segment before we close it down on Moneyline. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final segment of the day here for Moneyline Solo Mission for your boy, Donnie Wrightside here. A lot of fun, a lot of great callers all the way through. A lot of interesting stuff matching up tonight, which may lead us down that pike of the Oakland Athletics and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Tried to get through as many games as possible. Not a lot of great spots in baseball, but if you can pick and choose some of these options, I think we can certainly do fine. Also, keep in mind, we do have the NBA today that kicks off once again after the day off on Monday. Getting after it with the Western Conference Finals with the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. Be sure to be watching that and also betting it and having some fun. And speaking of betting that game, if we're trying to make some money on a same game parlay, I think I have the ticket that's ready. Reeves to get 10 or more points tonight. LeBron James, 20 or more points. And Anthony Davis, over 12.5 rebounds at a plus 173 price. JP, let them know where you're going tonight.
Yeah, we got the Jokic under and the Anthony Davis over on points for both of them tonight.
There you go. All right. And the super boost here. Jokic, 25 or more points, and LeBron, 20 or more points. Boosted the plus 125 on DK. Seems like a decent option here. I'm hoping we get another basketball boost here on the FanDuel Sportsbook because I'm always timid with these, even though it technically does make sense. Jokic, LeBron, and Anthony Davis each to get 5 points. You know what I would have liked probably better here? Look, just bump it up to 20 points. Three guys combined to get 20, and we can all be happy about that. Because here's what happens. Jokic goes for 9, LeBron James goes for 8, and Anthony Davis scores 4 points. You're like, stop. So you go 9 and 8 is 17 plus 4. That's over 20 points. That would cash my odds boost here, but certainly not the odds boost that we're looking at here on the FanDuel Sportsbook. But again, tomorrow, we'll be back to do it all over again. We've got another NBA game in action and another series getting started underway in the Eastern Conference with the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. Should be a good one here. High prices there if you'd like to take the underdog of the Miami Heat. And you're going to have to lay big prices if you want the favorite of the Boston Celtics. But that'll do it for today. Major League Baseball in full effect. Hopefully, we can cash some tickets, be in a good mood by tomorrow morning. So as always, the callers, absolutely fantastic during these 2 hours. JP, behind the wheels of steel, always making me look good. And your boy Donnie Wright's had flying a solo mission here for 2 hours, which I will do the same tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day. See ya.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.